Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I am Mike Cadlick, joined by 98.5 The Sports Hub's Alex Barth. And Alex, this is a special show. We got Mock Draft 1.0. We are here to mock out the Patriots draft. The first one of the offseason. I know you're excited. I feel like Steve Ballmer when he bought the Clippers, when he's like, here we go. Let's go. I'm fired up. So we will start in a second. Alex will pull up the mock draft simulator.
So let me
want to Yeah, you can preface it, and we can also pull up our wish list before we get started as well. But you can set the stage, because this
let me,
is my first
Let me
one.
Remind everybody how this works. First and foremost, as is generally the theme with this show, this is not the draft we would do, me and you, if Correct. We were in the chair. We might do one of those later this offseason. We're going to do probably 7 or 8 of these, and some of them will have certain criteria. We're going to do one certainly where we trade, like no matter what, we're going to trade up because it's all about exploring the board and seeing what different things look like. We're going to do one where we trade down, and that's just going to be the condition, no matter what the board looks like, because we're going to want to see what happens. We're going to do one where we tell ourselves, hey, we're not taking a tackle in the first round, just what it looks like. So it's all learning experience, right? Yeah. We are trying to do within those conditions, and there's no conditions on this one. We're just getting started. We are trying to do what we think the Patriots would do, not what we would do. And I'd remind everybody, this board gave you Marcus Jones last year. We gave you Marcus Jones 96
yes.
in that pick. We also gave you Cole Strange. Now, we took him a little bit later, but we did give you Cole Strange. I believe we
UT
took
Chattanooga.
I believe we took Tyquan Thornton at one point. I know we took Andrew Stuber in one of them as well. So there is a hit rate on this. The yes. other thing I'm going to remind people, so we do use the PFF simulator. They do almost a perfect job, and it's gotten a lot better. They finally put in kickers and punters, and maybe we will get into that tonight. I don't know. It's definitely a conversation we'll have at some point.
See how the board falls. We'll talk. Yeah.
There are some weird things on their board, though, where like guys who are clearly going to go in the top 50 will be on the board at like 180. And look, every once in a while that does happen in the NFL draft, but for the sake of this experiment, we do what we call respecting the board. And that means that, for instance, I was doing some of these earlier. Let's say a guy like, just to use your guy, Joey Porter, right? Let's say Joey yeah. Porter Jr. somehow falls to the second round. We're just going to pretend we don't see him because that's not, right. we want to try to
happening.
Give you something realistic. So I think that, oh, so the one other thing we did, and I'll pull the board up here and we can get started right away with this. So as I pull the board up yep. here, and that should be up. So if you guys can see, actually, is this better? Yeah. So as you guys can see, a lot of these picks are labeled weird, like one's teens labeled Green Bay, 134 is labeled Philadelphia. So this pick labeled Carolina, and this pick labeled LA. Or no, sorry, this pick labeled LA, 76 and 107. The Patriots actually got in trades. The rest of these, the PFF board doesn't line up exactly right the way they have the picks listed right now. The draft isn't technically official past the third round. So I went in, and I'll fix my mic in a second here. I went in and kind of futzed around with it before and just got them all the right picks through forced trades. So these are all the picks the Patriots are slated to have. Ignore the other teams being underneath. Yep. These are the picks that they're slated to have. All right, Mike. So you real quick here, give us your thoughts and then we'll get started.
Yeah. So additionally with the picks underneath, I'll say too, that if it is a pick they got from something else, like say a trade, like the Gilmore trade or something like that, we'll preface that too, as we go through it and talk about it. So we can get started in a second. I'll also flash our wish list that we created today. I'll start with my own, if this will pop up on the screen, because this is who I like. And I know that, you know, this is my idea for a first round pick, right? I like the corners and Joey Porter Jr. and Devin Witherspoon. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is my number one receiver on the board. I don't know if he'll fall there. We'll have the discussion when 14 comes around. And then obviously the two tackles in Broderick Jones and DeJuan Jones are up there on my board as well. Two high quality tackles who can be day one starters for this team. We'll go through that all, but that's who I've come up with as sort of my targets as we get started. There's obviously going to be more as we go through the whole thing, right. But I can flash yours up too if you want to go over who you have in mind to start this thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull it up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And you sound better now. Okay. So we're good.
All right. Pull it up. Go ahead. Yeah. And here it is. Yep. By the way, great graphic. Shout out to whoever did these. The name in cursive is a nice touch.
Yeah. It's
was this a meet?
Yes, it was.
So shout out. Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they have a certain need. If you can't tell.
Yeah. What do you think, Alex? Do you want to tackle or not?
I might have typed it in wrong. I actually have DeJuan Jones and Skoronski flipped there. But it's very clear what they need in the first round. I know you want your corner, and that's nice, but holy crap, if they don't get anybody to block for Mac Jones, none of it's going to matter. And one tackle's a free agent and should not come back. And the other tackle, they save $10 million if they cut him after he had a down season. No-brainer. No-brainer to me, but we'll get into it.
Yep. So let's do it. Let's start this thing off. Alex, you can run the board. We'll discuss. I'll keep track as well as we go, and we can flash my screen with who we've picked and not as well. So when people come in, they can see how we've taken this board. But here we go.
All right. So I'm going to slow this down to start a little bit because I want to see what happens with the tackles. But I don't think, Mike, we're going to trade up tonight. Would you agree?
No. Yeah. We'll stick it. Yeah, we'll stick and pick at 14.
Well, let's see what happens. Okay. So see, this is looking really good. Rhett, pick 8. No tackles have gone. There goes Paris Johnson. There goes Skoronski. I don't know how realistic that is that the Jets take Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
But here we go. The guy that I think is the number one tackle in the draft at the biggest position of need is on the board.
Yes, I'm with you. So the only corner off the board is Gonzalez, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, pull up the corner. Hang on. Yeah.
And this
so Witherspoon and Joey Porter Jr. are there. Cam Smith as well, who I also like. And I know we go back and forth, Alex, on biggest position of need being tackle and corner. I think we agree that those are the two. I think me and you sort of go back and forth on it. I think it might be corner, and you're definitely tackle, as you saw from your big board.
Yeah.
Skoronski and Paris go. Okay.
We got lucky. We probably should have traded up to 12 to get Broderick Jones. But, Mike, the way this class works, 1, 2, so Witherspoon, Smith, Joey Porter, Keely Ringo, Tyreek Stevenson, Clark Phillips, and I mean, the PFF board's really weird. They have Brent's down at 166. Those are all guys with first-round grades.
Yeah.
We can wait and still get a first-round caliber corner. Now, you can sort of do the same thing at tackle a little bit, but there's really only two guys left here, and the drop-off is much steeper. Some of those intermediate corners I like a lot better versus Cody Mock's probably a guard. Darnell Wright has consistency issues, and now you're getting it, you know, DeJuan Jones is here
DeJuan Jones
as well.
Is one thing, but... See, what would happen is, you know, as we go through the PFF thing, like you said, how it can glitch, we would probably end up still seeing DeJuan Jones here at 46, but that's not going to happen.
But we're
going to
respect the board.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I think we go Broderick Jones. I think tackle's a need. You sure a guy up 10-plus years ceiling. So, yeah, I'm with it.
I mean, the other thing we could do is move down and, you know, kind of see, all right, once, you know, if we're okay with the kid from Oklahoma, if we're okay with him, Anton Harrison.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of wait and see. And if, you know, once one of the tackles goes, then we move back up. But I think it's Broderick Jones. This is such a home run pick for them. And look, we're making some projections here about the offseason. I don't think Isaiah Wynn's going to be back. Trent Brown, even if he's back, is on a one-year deal. It's such right. a big need, and he's such a great player at that position. I don't see how you don't do it.
I'm with you. I'm just looking at sort of where I have him. I mean, he's probably my number one, number two tackle in that first group as well. He's athletic. If you go back and look at if you look at my draft board, I have this clip of him, and he's just they use him on a screen, and he turns into a wrecking ball. I like it. I think that's where we got to go here. I think we go Broderick Jones.
All right, so the pick is in. Yep. It is going to be Broderick Jones, and now we see what happens here. So I'm going to speed this up a little bit.
Cool.
Because maybe move up from 46. Let's see where we're at the end. There's one thing I hate. You can't see, like, who's still on the board. But all right, so Joey Porter went. Cam Smith went. Devin Witherspoon went with the next pick. Zay Flowers, Jackson Smith and Jigba's off the board. Jordan Addison's off the board.
So there was that runner receivers Siaki that you expect. Ika
in the first round. But what were you saying?
No, that run of receivers that is bound to happen every year.
Yeah.
You know, once the first guy goes, it just sort of turns into a domino effect. It happened with last year it happened, 2 years it happens, and it looked like it happened here with Zay Flowers. Once Flowers went off the board, everyone leaped. So we'll see, but yeah.
So the question is, do we feel the need to move up from 46, or are we sitting? I think we're sitting pretty good where we are.
Yeah, I do. I think.
All right.
I'm gonna speed. Yeah, keep going.
All right. So Eli Ricks went. Keely Ringo. Okay. So. Eli Ricks went, Keely Ringo went, Josh Downs would have been interesting. Ooh. I think
Jamie Robinson too. I liked him. The safety from Florida State went.
Yeah. Agree that Jacoby Myers probably isn't coming back.
Right. Someone's going to give him a bag. And right. Yeah.
So we're working with that. All right. So who is here? Tank Dell is here. Mm-hmm. If we need a slot receiver, Darnell Washington's an player. Jahmyr Gibbs, the Alabama running back, they'll talk about it. They will.
I'll talk about it right now.
Okay.
If Gibbs is there at 46, I don't hate it. I mean, we've talked about it on the show. I've tweeted about it. Look, if you have Bill O'Brien here, and okay, did Damian Harris resign or is he elsewhere?
He's probably elsewhere, but this isn't replacing Damian Harris. Now you're talking about.
But I'm saying it's still adding a running back to the room. So, like.
Yeah, but there's other ways you can do that. Let's look at this. Let's look at the wide receivers. So we got Tank Dell, Jalen Hyatt.
Okay.
Yeah, it does fall off a little bit here. I mean, there's some guys I like a little later on.
Me too.
And then we agreed they need a corner. So we still have Tyreek Stevenson. Still have Q Blue Kelly. Still have Julius Brents. And then I think the other one would be safety, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Battle. Would be interesting.
There. Okay.
Trey Dean. Let's see this. So Vegas wants the pick. Then we're moving all the way into the third round. Mm. I'm wondering, like, how far down would you be willing to move? Can we pick up an extra top 100 pick here? Because I think there's a number of ways we could go, and we're not itching to, like, we're not going to be super pissed if there's anybody on the board.
No, there's not a home run here. The only one I keep thinking about now that he's there is Jahmyr Gibbs, because I love what he could bring with O'Brien. But again, you're right. We're playing it like the Patriots would, not like we would, and they probably wouldn't do it. So what they probably would do is trade back if they don't love a guy. So I think that makes sense.
So what about something like this? And I'll tell you on the trade chart right now. So that first pick is worth 88 points.
Okay.
The other pick is worth 42, so that's 130 for the Patriots pick, which is 128. So we could also do something like, I don't know that we need any more picks this year, but we could do something like this. Pick up the extra top 100, pick up a
go to 60, and then a
top 150 next year. We could do that. We could try to kind of get in the middle too. We could, you know, not fall that far.
46 to 60. There's enough. I feel like there's enough talent on the board that we're not 100% sold on someone that I think we take that deal. I don't hate it. Pick up
Let me see one more. We get a little closer. Another team that's going to need to be involved this offseason. If I can find them on here. There they are. Okay, here we go. Now we're cooking. We do that, and then we just throw on like one of these that we don't need. Now we're not falling that far. Yeah. We're really picking up an extra. Let's see if that goes.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay. Nope. Let's throw on a future pick here. They don't like fifth round picks. They historically always trade them out. So this is a second and 2/5 for a second and a third. There it is. All right.
Okay.
So let's see. So we moved down just a handful of spots. Not that many guys went that we want. I mean, Tank Dell would have been nice. Darnell Washington would have been nice.
All right. What do you think about Jalin Hyatt here from Tennessee?
I don't like Jalin Hyatt for them. I don't hate the idea of going wide receiver, but he's so redundant to Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah, okay.
And if Jacoby left, they need a slot guy.
You're right.
I would be like, if we're going here, honestly, at this point, I think we're better off waiting around. And then we get into guys like Garrett and Charlie Jones. Like,
Jake Bobo.
Let's see who corners are here. So we still have a shot at Tyreek Stevenson, who was excellent in the Senior Bowl. Excellent. We still have a shot at Jordan Battle, right?
Okay.
Who
is
another player who is definitely going to be on their radar.
Yeah, he is. Alabama kid.
So that's the question, basically.
McCourty's likely gone. So the idea of Jordan Battle and Kyle Duggar in your safety room, that intrigues.
Well, but the thing is,
Patriots.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's still Christopher Smith. There's still Trey. So I almost feel like the board's a little thinner at corner at this point.
Tyreek Stevenson. I like that too.
Tyreek Stevenson?
What's the I'm just looking for Tyreek Stevenson's height and weight, and I know it sometimes doesn't matter. Okay, he's 6 foot 215, so he's got a little bit of size to him.
Yeah, he's not a bigger, and he plays big.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, take the corner. Get your two top needs this offseason in tackle and corner. Take them in your first two picks with a top 100 pick coming in return. So, all right.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
All right. Now, so I like what we've done so far. I think now we start really having the wide receiver conversation because none of those safeties we talked about went. Sidney Brown went. Like, he's a good player. I like him. I don't see him as a Patriot. Right.
Jordan Battle still.
Jordan Battle still on the board. Trey Dean still on the board. Christopher Smith from Georgia. So I can tell you, on the board that we use, Battle's projected 71st. Chris Smith is 73rd, and Trey Dean is somewhere right around 100. The board that we use that's a little more accurate. Generally ends up being, I'm saying, accurate. Okay, so here's what we've got at wide receiver. So you really like Xavier Hutchinson, right?
I do. I think he – and people will call me crazy for this, and I know it doesn't exactly pan out, but if you talk like high ceiling, I think he has a really, really high ceiling.
Okay.
His floor's there too, but I just like the way he plays. He's like a quick-twitch route runner. He seems like a ball magnet. He gets the ball, and he knows – he reads like he's been very much on the same page with his quarterbacks at – Iowa State when he was there. Like, I feel like he's always in the right place at the right time. I feel like that's a guy who can be – he's also 6'4", so he's a big target, someone who could be that type of security blanket for Mac Jones. I'm a fan of his.
And he has experience out of the slot.
Exactly.
Now, the chat seems to think wait for a guy like Charlie Jones and go get one of the safeties. Do we want to wait again on wide receiver? I'm not opposed to waiting again on wide receiver.
I'm not the other thing we can see.
The other sneaky need here is either really either inside or outside linebacker.
Noah Sewell.
I love Overshown.
I like Noah Sewell.
Noah's first round pick. The PFF thing's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be a fringe anyway. Dorian Williams is going to be higher than this as well from Tulane.
Overshown really excites me. I don't know how you feel about that one. You know,
I like, Sewell's not going to be there, but I think I like the kid from Tulane more than Overshown. But
okay, so we can wait on that.
Yeah.
And then again, it's Jordan Battle, Christopher Smith. Like, I know we like Trey Dean.
He might be there again.
Battle's on the board here. They could double up at safety, too. That's a good point.
This reminds me, Alex, of your pick 14 wide receiver thing, where we always talk about Zay Flowers on the show. But if Zay Flowers and Jordan Addison's there, you're going to take Jordan Addison. And it's sort of the same thing here with Trey Dean. As much as we like him, Trey Dean, or like Jordan Battle, is going to be your guy any day. Oh, man. Okay.
So are we going... why don't you pull up what we've done so far, just to remind people, because I think people are still coming in here.
So
because I honestly need the reminder. We're only two picks in.
Yeah, that's fine. So
reminder.
Un momento. All right, so I'm also editing as we go. But so we have dropped Broderick Jones. We traded pick 46 to the Chargers, and then we got 53 and took Tyreek Stevenson, the corner from Miami. So now we are on 76, which is – I forget why they got it from Carolina. But regardless, we are here.
This was the deal last year when they traded back. They traded their third for a fourth that year, which they used to take Zappe, and then this pick, and the Panthers
ended up
taking what's his name from Ole Miss? The quarterback. All right. So, all right. Here's the question. Are we going corner or not corner? Are we going wide receiver? Are we going safety? Or are we going linebacker? I think it's Overshown, Hutchinson, or Battle. Who do we like? Come on, Mike. You're on the show now. Give me your thought.
They're going to get rid of Jacoby Myers. Isn't getting paid. I think we go Xavier Hutchinson. Yeah. They need a guy for Mac. I think he's someone that can come in. He's older. He's experienced. He was at the Senior Bowl. Someone they can trust. Bill O'Brien could be that slot guy in Bill O'Brien's thing, and I think they go with Xavier Hutchinson here. I like it. Let's do Xavier Hutchinson.
Let's do Xavier Hutchinson. And PFF's going to hate it, and I'm going to Photoshop the grades out later. But, all right, Xavier Hutchinson. Okay, so here's the thing. Jordan Battle just went.
Okay.
So now I think we attack the safety position. Now I think we go get Trey Dean.
Yeah,
and this is such a Patriots pick. He's projected to go like fourth round, like mid fourth, late fourth, moving up, getting him in the third, a guy they really like. If you don't know why we're so in on Dean, when they were at the Shrine Bowl, they worked with him, and he was like they seemed to really be engaged in working with him, and he had a great performance at the Shrine Bowl. So
he was the MVP of the week. He was the defensive MVP. He was the player of the game, the defensive MVP in the game as well. And I interviewed him on Patriots Press Pass, so go check that out on YouTube. Trey Dean.
There you go. All right.
I like it. Take Trey Dean. So
let's go with Trey Dean, and then that's going to wrap up day two. So why don't you just pull up again real quick, maximize that screen, show everybody what we've done.
Yep.
Once you got to get it typed in, I guess. But
that's all good.
So and then we're going to be right back on the board, 85, too, with 107.
That was 85.
Yeah. So that was the other pick. So we gave up that second round pick and we walked away with Tyreek Stevenson and Trey Dean. So we just got real young, real big, real physical in the secondary, all to move down. What is it? Seven spots in the draft. Love that.
Yeah. They moved down from 46 to 43. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah.
So here's where we are now.
How do you feel so far? Cause sometimes we get into this and like, it kind of gets away from you. You start chasing. I actually feel pretty good about where we're at right now.
So do I. I think they've hit a lot of needs. Obviously, tackle and corner with the first two. You trade down, you get the extra pick, and you get a wide receiver who, again, I love Xavier Hutchinson and Trey Dean the third, who not only the Patriots like, but I mean, he's impressed just about everyone so far. So yeah, I think we're in a good spot with our first 2 days.
All right. So now we have a couple picks coming up here. Bang, bang, bang. We've got 107, 116 and 134. Maybe if we like a couple guys, we can move up.
I was going to say, let's take a look at the board. We can swap it out. We'll take a look at the board and see if we like anyone enough because we have ammo to trade up now.
So, well, we're on the clock right now at 107.
Oh, we are on the clock. Okay, all right.
If we want to move up maybe from like 116 back to like 110 or something, or move up between 116 and 134. But I'm going to pull up a couple positions here, Mike. You tell me if I should add anything. I'm going to pull up. We already talked about maybe a linebacker, right? Or inside or outside could be a need. I'm going to pull up defensive lineman too. Carl Davis, Daniel Aquale, bullpending free agents. They might need some beef on the inside. And I'm going to pull up tight ends. I'm going to pull up tight ends because I think now we're in the range that maybe you go get a guy who can redshirt, play behind Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith this year, and he hit the ground running next year. And the guy I really want to bring up, wow, he's down here. Or did he go? Okay, so Cameron Lotz, who I love for them in the fourth round.
Okay.
The tight end from Alabama, kind of a tweener. Mm-hmm. He's not that traditional Hunter Henry type tight end, but he's not a full motion tight end like Jonnu Smith. You can do a little bit of both. He's a great blocker. We can probably wait on him. And Mike, if I'm scrolling too fast and you can't see the board, like tell me.
No, you're fine. I like Henry Toa Toa too.
I really like Henry Toa Toa for them. That quick athletic linebacker, very high football IQ.
That's the thing I love about him. He doesn't jump off the page, really, but he does everything right all the time. You watch him on film, he's always in the right spot. He's not going to necessarily bury you into the ground, but he's going to make the tackle. You connect the Alabama to Patriots pipeline with a guy like Toa Toa, who I'm sure Nick Saban would love to talk up to Belichick in his ear like he's done to many people before. He makes a lot of sense.
So the other guy I like here for them, Yasir Abdullah, really shined at the Shrine Bowl, high motor edge rusher. Okay. If there's anybody above, Derek Parrish, I didn't love him at the Shrine Bowl. Cade Stover, if we want to go tight end, but like they're going to be in on a guy like Latu, right?
So something on Stover, we mentioned him last podcast when we were talking about tight ends, and apparently he's going back to school.
Oh,
someone mentioned it in the chat, and then I looked it up after the fact, and yeah, Stover is going back to school. So
let's not take him then. I think that would be a bad pick.
Yes.
So do you like Dorian Williams or Cam Jones any more than you like significantly more than you like Toa Toa maybe?
I have Toa Toa over Dorian Williams, so I would take Toa Toa here.
All right. I like that pick.
Yeah, me too.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Yep. So that's the pick here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we still have the defensive lineman on the board. You know, is it too soon here to go? See, so there's still a lot to, but I think we can wait on him.
Yeah.
We can. We have 116 coming out now, right? We're on the board right now, 116.
Okay.
I like a lot of these depth defensive linemen. I feel like we don't need to push it there.
No, we don't. All right, go to quarterbacks.
Nope.
Who's there for quarterbacks?
Right. Nobody. Once Hendon Hooker's gone, like none of these guys. We can talk about DTR when we get to the very end, but yeah. We're not taking Aiden O'Connell. We're not taking Jake Haener. I'm going to throw something interesting here, Mike.
Okay.
Doubling up corner. Now,
Julius Brents is still
Jonathan.
On the board.
Yeah, we're going to respect the board there. He won't be.
Okay, fine.
Jonathan Jones is a free agent. He might leave. Jalen Mills in the last year of his deal. We don't know what Jack Jones' status is. Mm-hmm. So that could be a spot. The other place we could double up is maybe wide receiver. Now, there's really nobody worth doubling up for here. No. Like, I like Charlie Jones or Kim Jarrett, but they're redundant to Hutchinson, who we already took.
Okay, so go back to corners for a second if we want to double up, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because Darius Rush is there.
Okay.
He is from South Carolina. He was the cornerback of the week at the Senior Bowl. He's 6'1". He fills that boundary corner need yet again. They could double up, like you said. I don't hate Darius Rush there. Cornerback you, if you talk about South Carolina, what do you think of that? We're going to respect the board with the Brents, but I mean, Rush would be my guy at corner anyway, if that's where we want to go.
I think it's probably a little high for him. I actually think they have him more or less accurately graded here.
Okay.
I don't hate that idea. The one other thing I would see is, so Washington wants this pick and Detroit wants this pick. So 154 is the fifth round. So we could do like, no, because we want to make these picks. Do you want to trade back here or no?
No, let's make the pick.
You know what? Let's do this then. I think we both agree like a tight end. We like Latu. Do we just take Latu here? And by the way, PFF does not have him like accurately.
I was going to say, can you scroll up a little bit? Who else is there for tight ends?
There is Schoonmaker who they worked with.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
The Bill O'Brien connection, I have trouble getting past it, right?
Yeah. What I wanted in a Jahmyr Gibbs, Bill O'Brien connection was what we're going to get here in Latu. So, do it.
All right. So now we're going to go to 134. And Mike, if he makes it, I love the idea of, and yeah, he's going to make it. All right. Love this. Now we go get Darius Rush.
Darius Rush. Yeah, 100%. Darius Rush, 6'1". Like I said, if you're just tuning in, he's 6'1", long boundary corner, physical. He was the cornerback of the week at the Senior Bowl. So he's an older guy with experience as well. Comes from cornerback U. We talk about South Carolina, guys like J.C. Horn, Stephon Gilmore. I know that's only two, but they've pumped him out in the last couple of years. I like Darius Rush, so I like that at corner. Double up.
All right, so now we have a long layoff here, unless we want to move up. But I think at this point, we just keep moving. This is the fifth round layoff. They usually do this, right? Our next pick's going to be, it's like the fourth or fifth pick, whatever this is, of the sixth round. This is one of the picks they got back from Sony Michel trade.
It's the new year, and we've all got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help achieve them. Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year? Cut back on expensive takeout and delivery and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how easy, fast, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant-quality meal right in your own kitchen. With HelloFresh, eating well in the new year can be stress-free and delicious. With over 35 weekly recipes, they have the options you're looking for to help you achieve your goals. Choose calorie smart and carb smart recipes, or even customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or adding protein to a veggie dish. Skip the snowy schlep to the grocery store and stock up using the HelloFresh Market. Simply add the additional items to your weekly order and they'll arrive at your doorstep along with your meals. Eating well is top of the mind this month, and it's comforting to know that you'll always get top quality with HelloFresh. Ingredients travel from the farm to you in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. I just got my latest shipment of meals. My favorite, the one-pan tacos. They make it incredibly fast and easy to prep and cook. Go to HelloFresh.com/CLNS65 and use code CLNS65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/CLNS65 and use code CLNS65 for 65% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
So, that's rolling. Why don't you pull up the board so far, who we've taken?
Yes.
Let's kind of reset maybe what we're at, what we're looking for. So
you're gonna have to give me a sec because I actually forgot to update here. Darius Rush was 133.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Cameron Latu was 116.
Yep.
All right. So we've taken Broderick Jones. We've got our left tackle.
You see the screen, right? Sorry, I'm on the other tab.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Okay. Tyreek Stevenson, we took the big corner. We got a Jacoby Myers replacement, Xavier Hutchinson. We then addressed the safety need with Trey Dean. Linebacker Henry To'o, trying again to get that quick, athletic linebacker that they've been trying to get for the last couple of years. Cameron Latu gives you a project tight end. And then we kind of doubled up at corner, Darius Rush. You know, now when Jalen Mills is a free agent next year, you're in better shape. You add some more size at that position as well. So what are we looking for from here? I think another offensive lineman's in play, certainly. Mm-hmm. Especially maybe a four-position guy, even a three-position guy can give you guard and tackle.
I was going to say, what do you think about just an interior lineman?
So I think that's in play. I think a running back is in play. Somebody brought up to Mario Douglas in the chat. I love him in this spot, but we already took a slot receiver.
Yeah,
I was going to say maybe a boundary guy, maybe a guy like Justin Shorter. or Bryce Ford Wheaton here.
Justin Shorter is interesting.
Now I think we can get a interior defensive lineman maybe. So let me pull those positions up. So it was boundary wide receiver, running back. This is going to be like all the positions. Offensive line, this really is going to help narrow it down. Defensive lineman. There is one guy, so I'll say this right now. You know what? I'm going to pull specialist up too. There is one guy who would make a ton of sense to go right here. His name's Tyrus Wheat from Mississippi State. I think they really like him. They worked with him at the Shrine Bowl. He is not in PFF's system, so we can't take him, unfortunately. But if you're doing your research at home, Tyrus Wheat, Mississippi State, out hybrid outside linebacker, defensive end. That would be a guy I would consider a factor. Actually, unless they put him in today. I looked yesterday. Oh, they did put him in. They did put him in. Okay, that's new. So he's there. So is Bryce Ford Wheaton, who I love. But why'd I put safety on? It's just back to the whole board. All right.
Can you look up a guy by the name of Antonio Maffei? See if he's gone. M-A-F-I from M-A-F-E. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Okay.
He's a interior lineman from UCLA that was at the Senior Bowl I liked on tape, but he's gone. So, okay.
So I think we can maybe wait for the lineman a little bit. Like Tyler Steen's still here. That's not going to happen. But TJ Bass is a guy they're going to like, right, with that connection. Alex Forsyth, another guy with that Clem connection. Dalton Wagner is a guy they worked with at the Shrine Bowl.
He's huge.
I don't believe. Okay, so Connor.
Kadeem Telfort, too, was at the Shrine Bowl from.
Was he?
He was out all the way at the bottom, but.
Okay.
From UAB.
So that's a possibility. We've got, what were the other positions I said? On the defensive line, again, I think we can wait. Dante Stills is still here. Mm-hmm. We've got Wheat, who we talked about. What were the other positions I was saying? Edge rusher. Oh, so here's an interesting
Brenton Cox.
Brenton Cox makes a ton of sense here.
And that's a pick they would make.
Yeah, we're kind of later on. So for those who don't know, Brenton Cox, tremendously talented player, was dismissed from both the Georgia and Florida programs. He was not thrown out of school. He graduated. Really talented edge rusher, Matthew Judon type of profile, another guy they worked with a ton at the Shrine Bowl. I'm going to say this. We both lit up when we saw Brenton Cox.
Yeah.
The only other guy I'd say here is Jake Moody. But
no, it's Brenton Cox.
They'll go weird at kicker. It's Brenton Cox.
They can find a kicker. It's Brenton. If Brenton Cox is here at 182, Belichick's going to take him.
I agree. So one more interesting thing, though. DJ Johnson, this guy's a hybrid defensive end tight end. I think he's actually going to go a little higher than this. He's a really good defensive end. But Brenton Cox makes a lot of sense here.
Yeah.
We're also going to be right back on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what running backs are here.
Ibrahim.
So Mo Ibrahim makes a lot of sense.
Travis Dye.
Travis Dye Another makes one. A lot of sense. That kind of tells me let's come back and look at this. What were the other positions we were talking about?
Interior offensive line.
Oh, Diabate's here. We kind of already made that pick. So Servacia Dennis is a really interesting player. So is D Winters. They're both kind of the same player. They're both sort of hybrid linebacker safeties.
Did you just say Aubrey Miller?
I did not say Aubrey Miller.
Aubrey Miller is another one. Jackson State, he's a linebacker. Big playability, played for Dion, obviously, at Jackson. I just find those guys very interesting. I don't know if he would go at this point in the draft, but Justin Shorter. Okay.
Shorter, might be in respecting the board territory with here, I think, actually. He's not going to make it this far. Now, Bryce Ford Wheaton would be the equivalent pick. 6'4", jump ball receiver, also plays a ton of special teams. Mm-hmm. We actually might be in the respecting the word
for him
territory
too.
With him too, yeah.
Jake Bobo, Dallas Daniels. That Dallas Daniels is another one of those shifty slot guys, though.
Yeah, Jake Bobo I could see here. I don't think that's a guy they're going to have a draftable grade on. Let's see, who are the linemen? Maybe we just grab the linemen here. We both like TJ Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Forsyth makes sense. I mean, Dalton Wagner here makes a ton of sense. Add that size, get a true right tackle. I kind of think they might want some. I can't pronounce this guy's name, but they worked with him. And he gives you some guard tackle flexibility. Are they going to
I was going to say, are they going to double up a tackle? But they will, because they need the depth anyway.
They might look for a guy who can play both spots. So, like, TJ Bass can play both spots. That's right.
TJ Bass, like you said, the Adrian Clem connection screams at me too. So I think Bass is a good pick here. He's going to
go Bass here.
Yeah. I mean, Clem's going to bring his own block, not his own blocking scheme, but they're going to, you know, shape it up with him and O'Brien. And if you could bring in a guy in Bass who's familiar with Adrian Clem, I think you'd take that all day.
All right. Let's pull that up. And then why don't you just get to the last two picks here. Show everybody who we've taken.
Alrighty.
And there goes Jake Bobo. There goes some of the guys we were talking about. There goes Bryce. Here is, I think, where we go running back, though. So we can show board so far.
All right. Tyler Bass? Tyler Bass is the kicker.
TJ Bass. Nice. All right. So we've taken, if you're just joining us, we took Broderick Jones, a tackle from Georgia, in the first round. We traded back in the second to pick up an extra top 100 pick, and we drafted Tyreek Stevenson, the cornerback from Miami. We then got wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson from Iowa State, kind of a slot sort of guy. Yep. Jacoby Myers replacement, we're sort of projecting free agency, projecting a Devin McCourty retirement. We drafted Trey Dean, Henry To'oto'o, another athletic linebacker. Doubled up at Alabama, went with Cameron Latu, the tight end. Darius Rush, the corner from South Carolina, so we doubled up there. Brenton Cox, yep. We got an edge rusher, and then TJ Bass, an offensive lineman. I think we go running back here, Mike.
I do too, and I got to be honest, Alex, I love where we're at with this board. Like, these are guys
I never felt this good at this point in a draft with Evan. Never.
What do you know, huh? Look at that. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I do. I think that they filled a lot of needs, and it's guys who – like, the familiarity aspect with guys like Latu, Brenton Cox from the Senior Bowl, and then TJ Bass, too, makes a ton of sense. Sometimes you get to this point in the draft and you're like, you're fishing for someone, but I think this makes a lot of sense for where the Patriots would be. I see in the chat, take Moody. What do you think of
where it's respectable territory. He's going to go. He's going to go in the top 200.
Okay.
Now, maybe Michael Turk? Bryce Behringer, we could talk about the punters.
You got Tavion Thomas. We could talk about. There.
So Tavion Thomas is interesting. Here's the thing here. If we're going to go running back, we could also go fullback. Hunter Lepke's here. If we're going to go running back here, are they going to go with the James White type, the role they didn't have last year? Now, if they do that, it's a little redundant because you took Pierre Strong last year. I think the hope has to be that he fills into that role after you used a fourth round pick on him. And on top of that, you have Ty Montgomery coming back. Or do you go with the big downhill back? If we're going to go with the pass catching back, I'm taking Travis Dye and redshirting him. If we're going to go with the downhill back, I think Thomas. He went. Tavion Thomas would be the guy I would have loved. Yeah, he's definitely gone. I wish I could think of his name. He went way up here. Dwayne McBride from UAB.
Oh, okay.
Is like the Bailey Zappi of running backs in terms of pitch production. I don't hate Tavion Thomas here early, but it's kind of like how they picked Kevin Harris last year. And at the end of the day, you're going to have Tavion Thomas and Kevin Harris to battle for that last running back spot. I actually think Tavion Thomas is a better player. Now.
Yeah, but I go to Travis Dye. Because you talk about the red shirt, right? And
right. You
don't necessarily need that pass catcher right away because you're relying on Strong, which I think they're going to. And you could redshirt Dye with the injury he's had. He's a guy who would not be available at 208 had he not got hurt this year. So
yeah, but there's
I think I like Dye here.
I do. I almost go back though to Ibrahim at that point because again I. So you want the pass catching back, even though you already have Montgomery and Strong.
I don't trust Montgomery to be here.
Okay, that's
I feel like that's tough to rely on.
So then what about Ibrahim, who is that downhill back but showed some ability as a pass catcher at the Shrine Bowl? And a guy who can give you something right away if you need.
He can give you something right away because we're not, again, like I said, I'm not too confident in what's his Ty Montgomery. So I guess we split the difference between.
I don't know that Dye needs to redshirt. He might not. But right. I just think at this point, just get a guy who can fill as many roles as possible. To me, that's Ibrahim. Somebody asking for the Rex Burkhead comp. I don't think Ibrahim's comp is Rex Burkhead right now, but I think he could get there.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
Love running backs with big-time production in college.
Yeah, which is what he had. At the end of the day, I think you wanted Thomas. I wanted Dye. We split the difference with Mo Ibrahim. I think that makes sense.
That's how this goes sometimes. I just want to pull up. What do you check? Yeah, he checked in at 5'10", 215. Like, I love that. He runs hard, doesn't fumble. All right. And then we're going to have nearly Mr. Irrelevant coming down the stretch here. We've had it. See, so this was like Keytrell Clark is going to go in the top 150. Shorter is going to go in the top 150. He just went. Some of these picks are close. There goes Tavion Thomas. Yeah. All right. Nick Jones. That's Evan Lazar's guy. Did we ever
Dante
take like a
Sills
big receiver?
Just went to.
Oh, did he?
No,
oh,
we
it would have been perfect here.
Yeah.
Oh, we
go
missed
back
him by
to...
one pick.
Yeah. Where's the interior line or the defensive line?
Nobody.
I wanted Devontae Maxwell from Chattanooga.
Unless he's listed as
Tyrus Wheat is still here. Are we respecting the board? With
yeah,
Tyrus
it feels respect board.
Truman Jones.
I would have loved the defense line. Do we want to like Jade Reed had Jayden a good season? Now he might be gone. Antoine Green was at the Shrine Bowl. He's a bigger guy. So was Michael Jefferson, who they worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Could go DTR here, but I think at this point DTR is getting drafted, and they're just going to let him go. Or
yeah,
they're going
to let him
get
go
to
and
that
they'd
point
sign,
him.
Is Jack Coletto still on the board, Alex?
Jack Coletto's not in PFF simulator.
Okay.
I'd be all over that. I would absolutely be all over that. He is not here. So like Moody's still here, but like he's going to be long gone. Turk's going to be long gone.
You think Turk will be gone?
Turk's going to be gone. Behringer's going to be gone. Like, yeah. The only guy worth drafting who's still going to be here at this point is Chad Ryland, the kicker for Maryland, who is at
the scroll down, the other one, the kid from Georgia. What's his name?
They don't, but they're not going to draft a guy who's kicked in the South and endures his whole career.
Yeah, fair.
So, what are the other, I mean, who's here for linebacker? Ben Van Sumstren, you know, had a good Shrine Bowl. Actually, Isaiah Moore, they reportedly really liked at the Shrine Bowl.
Okay.
The broadcast said they were raving about him, so that's an interesting one. What are you thinking?
I like Jayden Reed. He showed a lot at the Senior Bowl, but you go back to the other kid you were just talking about. I mean, if we're not playing at what we would do, right? We're playing at what the Patriots would do. Another linebacker. I don't hate it, and especially if it was reported that they had interest in him. If he's here, they're probably going to
take
him.
Pull up what we've done so far.
Okay. I missed one before Ibrahim.
It was
How do I forget?
Yeah, we're coming to the end of this thing here. They're all starting to
help in the chat. Help in the chat. Anyone?
Who'd
we take?
TJ Bass.
Yeah, but I had him at 185. Who would we take right after?
You know what? We traded one of those picks. We traded one of those picks when we made that move.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. When we made the move earlier. Yep.
Yeah. We didn't need to make 12 picks.
Makes sense. All right. This is where we're at.
Yep.
So we have one pick left. I agree with the chat. Jayden Reed's probably not going to be here.
Yeah. Jayden Reed, I think we're in respect the board territory. Now, the other two wide receivers who are boundary receivers who were at the Shrine Bowl, Michael Jefferson and Antoine Green won't be here. I don't think Antoine Green did a great Shrine Bowl. Now, Michael Jefferson.
That's the UNC kid, Antoine Green? Is the UNC?
Yeah. Michael Jefferson's Raging Cajuns.
Okay.
He is. I want to pull up his measurements. He is. Where's his size? 6'4", 196. Now he's projected to run a 4.640. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit too slow in my book.
This is always the hardest pick because you want to feel good about it.
Yeah, right. It's like it's your own miss or irrelevant. Right? Yeah.
Is there another safety maybe? So Jordan Howden had a good seat Shrine Bowl, and he's kind of a different sort of safety, right, than Trey Dean is. He's like a true free safety.
If you want to go versatility, if you look at JD Woodby from Boston College, who is listed as a safety here. He played safety in college, but he's actually in the draft listed as a linebacker.
That's interesting.
So that's the versatility you look for, too. He wasn't great. He wasn't great at the East-West Shrine Bowl, but
Boston and we've College got a bunch of guys connection. Like that.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of guys like that.
It could be just a flyer pick, though, but
if we're going to do that, Isaiah Moore is the kind of guy that they take here late. We could also go with another offensive lineman. Who's here? Dalton here.
Is he going to be, though?
It's not the most unrealistic.
Kadeem Telford's the other one I liked, too, from UAB.
Okay. I think he's supposed to go, like, top 200.
Yeah, me too. He's 6'7", 320, and he's a brick wall, so, like, There's a clip from Telfort at the Shrine Bowl, and he just completely stood up Tyrus Wheat like it was nothing. But I like the NC State kid here. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, let's go with that. Well, add another one. They need. Here's the thing. So Josh Uche, Anthony Jennings are going to be free agents.
Yeah.
They're losing all their inside linebackers this year, who were outs behind Bentley. Tavai's got one more year. Mac Wilson, Raekwon McMillan are free agents to be. They don't really have anybody on the practice squad. Moore can play special teams. They need special teamers. Yeah, Isaiah Moore, I think, is the guy.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
All right.
With the reported rave on him, too. Just that they liked Moore, and it was reported that. So believe when they tell you stuff.
All right, so here we go. Why don't you pull up? So can we do it? Oh, we can do it here. So I had to make a bunch of junk. So why don't you, you pull up yours. I will fix the PFF one and Mike will tweet it there tonight. I'll clean it up, but all right. So here, get us off to the side here. Here's what we did. Run us through it, Mike.
Yeah. So we have Broderick Jones, offensive tackle from Georgia. We then traded 46 to the Chargers. We moved back, seven spots and picked up a boundary corner, Tyreek Stevenson from Miami, excuse me.
Yeah.
We then had, 20 picks to go. We got our slot, Xavier Hutchinson, a guy who I love. That was sort of my pick in this draft, I'd say. I think he could be huge for Mac as a security blanket type replacement, if you will, for what they've used Jacoby Myers. Trey Dean the third with the next one at pick 86, who the Patriots love. They worked with them at the Shrine Bowl. Then we went Alabama. Henry Toa. I don't know how to say. I don't think it's Toa Toa.
Toa.
Linebacker from Bama, who they love that Alabama to Patriots pipeline, Alex, as we know. So I think that's enough. That makes sense. Next pick, we also went back to the well at Alabama with Cameron Latu, a tight end who worked with Bill O'Brien just last year. So that makes sense in our book as well. Developmental guy at tight end. Went back to cornerback with Darius Rush, who is a long boundary corner, again, that can help them fill the need, especially if a guy like Jonathan Jones leaves. You're still developing guys like Jack Jones, and Marcus Jones is simply not tall enough to be a boundary corner. So Darius Rush goes there. Brenton Cox Jr., an edge from Florida. Another guy who the Patriots worked with at the Shrine Bowl. There's that clip there, that famous clip of Belichick from the Shrine Bowl kind of sizing him up and, working on a move with him. So that made sense. TJ Bass, lineman from Oregon, who Adrian Clem just worked with out with the Ducks. So that, again, another one. A lot of these picks, Alex, they just make sense, right? At the end of the day, it's like don't overthink it. Mo Ibrahim, running back from Minnesota. He's more of a runner than a pass catcher, but he showed a little bit of it at the Senior Bowl? Shrine Bowl?
Yeah. Ibrahim Shrine Bowl. Ibrahim, Shrine Bowl. Worked with the Patriots.
Yes. And then the last, we have a lot of Shrine Bowl guys here, Alex. Isaiah
Well,
Moore.
I think it's going to end up looking like that, Mike. I think we might be onto something there.
Yeah, I do too. We rounded off with Isaiah Moore, linebacker from NC State, who they also worked with at the Shrine Bowl, and it was reported that they liked working with him and they liked what they saw. So you're right. I mean, we have what? One, two, three, four Shrine Bowl guys here.
I think it honestly, that's light. I think it ends up being more than that. By the way, the people asking for the grade, I'm not going to show you guys the PFF grade. Figure it out on your own. Don't just trust PFF. Their grades always suck. Figure it out. You know, look up the players, decide if you like them or not. Don't take PFF's word for it. Yeah. I'm going to block the grades out too when we tweet it out.
When we send it. Okay.
The other thing, so I'll bring this up. It's interesting. Last year, people got mad at me for making a ton of trades, like making too many trades when we did this. And maybe I did, but there was a reason for that. I just didn't love the way the board looked. Like, the board didn't shape up well for the Patriots. This year, just in terms of where their needs are, the players available, where they're picking, it's such a better board for the Patriots this year. Like, I can't stress that enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. I think I've said it 15 times now. Yeah. I like the draft, but it also makes a ton of sense for every sort of every position of need and every sort of Shrine Bowl slash coach connection you can think of with O'Brien and Adrian Clem. So,
all right. So what's your, Evan used to do this. What's your favorite pick that we made? Like pound for pound, obviously Broderick Jones, the best player.
Brenton Cox Jr. in the fifth round. I love
that. Okay. I think we did get excited by that.
Yeah, we saw his name and we both sort of lit up. I think that's my favorite pick. The way Belichick worked with him out in Vegas and his potential, right? He has a really high ceiling. He ran into some trouble at Florida, but if you can get him there and keep him on the straight and narrow, which the Patriots try to do with a lot of guys, that seems like a great value pick. So I like Brenton Cox at pick at 182.
Yeah, I like Toto where we got him. Okay. If there's one spot we didn't respect the board, that's maybe it, but he could fall. Just because he's an interesting one, and he's going to be on the Patriots' radar, not just because of the Alabama thing and the high IQ, but he's a guy, he had a great, if he had come out last year, and he could have, he elected to stay in school, if he had come out into the draft last year, he was a fringe first-round pick. He was going to be a top 50 pick.
Yeah.
He then had a down year in 2022. The Patriots generally don't care about that. As long as you show, I shouldn't say don't care. They're not totally turned off by it. As long as you show them that you can play, they will believe in you. Ramondre Stevenson is a great example of this. Had a great year his junior year. And then his senior, he was actually suspended. He missed a lot of time. It's not like he had a down year, but I would argue a suspension is as much a red flag, if not more, than a down year. Jack Jones is another guy who was probably better earlier in his career in college than later in his career. I know there's an obvious one that I'm missing and I can't remember who it is, but like, that's the kind of guy that they're going to go look at and say, well, he looks like a top 50 pick here. We can go get him at 80, 90, 100. It's a no brainer for us.
Right.
So Christian Barmore picked to me.
Christian Barmore at whatever he was, 42.
Barmore, obvious one that I have. Barmore was the obvious one that I couldn't think of. Thank you. They did a bunch in that draft. And maybe it was because of the COVID year, but like they did a bunch in that draft. So Toto could be Barmore-ish. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
The other one is Trey Dean.
Yeah. What's the one pick you wish we made that we didn't? Whether it be like, oh, I wish we got a guy at this position. I wish we would have invested here higher, whatever.
Oh man. Just trying to think back. I understand the Cameron Latu pick from Alabama, but he hasn't really popped to me as a tight end as much as some of the other guys that are later, like later on. Like I know there's, you know, you look at number one in Michael Meyer, right? But then guys like Shoemaker, Sam Laporta, like I know they weren't, Shoemaker was there. He's more developmental, but Sam Laporta from Iowa, talk about tight end university. That's a guy who has a high ceiling. Strictly from the place he came from. So not that, I mean, again, it makes sense with Bill O'Brien, but I kind of wish we went elsewhere at that pick. What about you?
I would have liked to have added that boundary receiver, whether it was Justin Shorter, whether it was Bryce Ford Wheaton, somebody like that. Even if, we had waited, maybe invested in a linebacker with that third pick, taking Charlie Jones a little later on.
Right.
And then gone out and gotten, the speed on the boundary there, or just kind of waited on the slot. Like, it's Xavier Hutchinson in the third makes sense, but like somebody that chatted DeMario Douglas, like we could have used that pick elsewhere and taken DeMario Douglas, later on, one of the, a slot guy like that later on. So that would have been interesting, but
yeah, I think that I wonder, frankly, I wonder what the staff's going to think of Tyquan Thornton this year.
Yeah.
And that's going to influence that pick once.
Right. If
once O'Brien, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, if they're counting on Tyquan Thornton, like if they still believe, hey, we took this guy top 50, he's a burner, he's going to make the jump this year with the right coaching staff, I don't think you'll see them take a wide receiver that high. If Bill O'Brien comes in and is like, why did you bring this guy in? He doesn't have a role in my offense. Well, then wide receiver is definitely on the board in that top 100. But I'll say this, if this is their class, they did everything they needed to do.
Right.
There's very little critiques if this is their class. Now, I think it's a little bit safe, but I think they kind of need to be drafting safe right now. I don't think they can afford to. They took so many home run shots last year.
Right.
Full Strange, Tyquan Thornton. Some of them
Tyquan
hit.
Was early.
Home run shot. I'm trying to think. There was, Sam Roberts in that sixth round, but Sam Roberts was a total home run shot,
Right.
I don't hate them, especially in this class that I think is such a good class for what they need. I don't hate going safe this year.
Yeah, I agree. And again, just going back to the wide receiver thing, I think once O'Brien, you put O'Brien and Clem and Troy Brown and Will Long all in a room and they finally start to iron out this offense the way it should be, they could either say, okay, and Bill's in the room too, GM Bill, and they look at, the whole landscape of the offense, and Bill's like, they talk about who fits and who doesn't, right? And you talk about, is Jacoby going to be gone? Are we going to sign Jacoby? Where do we think Tyquan's going to be? Where do we think Parker's going to be at? That's going to make or break that third-round pick there, in my opinion. Because if they want to build around Tyquan, and they want to maybe try and re-sign Jacoby, but you still have Kendrick Bourne, and you still have Parker under contract, so... There's a bunch of what ifs in that room right now, so it's going to depend on what the coaches think. But, at the end of the day, like you said, that's probably the most unsafe pick that we made was Xavier Hutchinson at 76.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe this is why Evan always hated the idea of doing it before free agency, because he doesn't want to project. What are they going to do? With What are you going to do with that guy? But so. The draft is back. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I feel like we picked up who we left off. We gave you a solid draft. Everybody in the comments hates it. We That's never how we get do it. People beg us to do this show. And this is going back to them. And I'm not, I love this. I'm not like picking on people in the chat. I'm not trying to be
right.
Mean. We get begged all year to do this show. We get asked to do this show like during the season. And then we do it. And everybody's, oh, it's a terrible draft. What are you talking about? It's horrible. What are you doing? So, I love it. I love that you guys are informed. I would just say again, a couple people said do it after the chat votes. I would like to try to do that at some point. It's not super easy to do because it's not choice A or B.
Right.
Right. We might do that at some point. We're going to do more of these, but I would just say ignore it. And you can see some of them right there. No, I'm just going to share my screen because.
Yeah, there we go.
Giving us a C+ for Broderick Jones. Get out of here. That's a home run pick.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which proves my point. Don't go by the PFF grades. I'm not saying you have to go grind the tape, but go read the scouting reports. Do that. Figure it out. And then you tell us what you honestly think of it. We'll put the graphic up. Mike's going to tweet it out. I'm just going to clean up. Again, I had to go in and do some back-end stuff that I have to clean up here before we tweet it out.
Yes. So, again, thank you all for joining. Before we go, I want to give a quick shout out to our guys at HelloFresh, the best meal prep, the best way to get your dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever you want every single day. HelloFresh.com/CLNS65. make sure you do use the code CLNS65 for 65% off plus free shipping. They power the podcast all the time for us, so thanks to our friends at HelloFresh. He's Alex Barth. I'm Mike Cadlick. Again, you can check out the draft. We will tweet it out both from the Patriots CLNS account as well as our personal account. So check it out. And we will be back next week. We will be back Tuesday, I believe, so probably a week from now. We have some stuff going on later in the week, but we'll be back to talk more Patriots offseason that we got going. So read all of Alex's stuff at 985thesportshub.com. Check out my stuff at clnsmedia.com. Thank you all for tuning in. It was a blast. We'll be back with more mock drafts all offseason long. So, again, subscribe to the pod, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we will see you guys next time.